It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, go ahead and text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So update here on the live count for the House Speaker vote. The Kevin McCarthy in the 11th Speaker vote has 132 votes so far. Byron Donald, 7. Kevin Hern, the Republican from Oklahoma, 6. President Trump, former President Trump, 1. And Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat, 133. So the way the previous ballots have gone, Kevin McCarthy was about 200 votes. And in order to be the House Speaker, he needed 218. So he needed at least 18. And he fell short by 17 votes in the previous two ballots. So he needs 17 out of these 20 withholders. Well, so far we've already had, now we just got 8, so 15. So we've already got 15 that have gone the other way. So he's not going to win again. So the 11th one is going away. So interesting enough, though, I mentioned this before. Yesterday, I said this is the first time in 100 years that we've had this happen. But I think this is important to note. It didn't only happen once 100 years ago. In fact, in the third, so this is the 118th Congress that we're going through right now. This is the 118th Congress. And, but this has happened in the third Congress, the sixth Congress, the 11th, the 16th, the 17th, the 19th, or the 9th, the 30th, the... It's happened a lot in the past. This is not the first time. And so, in fact, I saw this data from the National Review. Let me see actually how many times. I didn't even actually add up the times. 18. And it looks like it happened 18 times before where it's gone to multiple ballots. Right now, like I said, looking at the numbers now, I'm predicting that he's not going to get enough. McCarthy's not going to get enough to secure the House speakership on this ballot. So we're at least going to go to the 12th ballot. All right. So in the past, we've had Philip Barber in the 17th Congress who got elected as the House Speaker in the 12th ballot. That was the fifth most. The fourth most ballots was John Taylor in the 16th Congress, 22 ballots. The third most was William Pennington in the 36th Congress back in 1859, 44 ballots. Howell Cobb in the 31st Congress back in 1849, had 63 ballots before he was elected speaker. And the 34th Congress of the United States in 1855, Nathaniel Banks finally got elected as the House Speaker on the 133rd ballot. Okay, so now maybe that gives a little bit more perspective of what's going on here. Right now, as it is, if Kevin McCarthy gets elected in the 12th ballot, it'll still just be the fifth most. It'll be tied for the fifth most ballots to be elected as a House Speaker. If he gets elected anywhere between the 12th ballot and the 21st ballot, he will still just be the fifth most ballots. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate. We are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Nothing to slow you down on Davis Highway as well as 29. We are checking in clear in both the north and southbound lanes. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. You'll still see your afternoon delays. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist, at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Somebody else was texting, I guess, the same time I was bringing it up. During those other times, how many rounds of votes did it take to get a speaker elected? So there was 18 other times that a speaker, it took multiple times, multiple ballots before they were elected. Now, one of them was two ballots, 9 ballots, 10 ballots, 11 ballots, 12 ballots, 22 ballots, 44 ballots, 63 ballots. And then this one, back in 1855, Nathaniel Prentice Banks was finally elected as Speaker of the House after the 133rd ballot. Wow. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So it would take a while for House Speaker, whether it be Kevin McCarthy or somebody else. It could take a while, this is unprecedented. Well, actually, it's not. It's unprecedented for the past 100 years, but prior to 1855, it was actually pretty common. So it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and all the news is like, we haven't seen this in 100 years, where we've had multiple ballots cast to select a speaker, and it's Republicans' fault, you know, all this other stuff, right? Republicans are disorganized, so we haven't had it in 100 years. Well, I just covered the numbers but prior to that, it was actually pretty common. As early as the third Congress was the first time that they actually saw multiple ballots to choose the speaker, and it happened multiple times, and it happened with multiple ballots. And in fact, where we're at now, whenever there's been a ballot challenge, there's actually more. It's about half. Like he's at 12 ballots now. Well, we'll be at 12 because he failed the 11th. That's like tied for fifth most ballots, and the most was 133 ballots cast before they selected a speaker. So the precedent was there prior to 100 years ago. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. DNA found on a knife sheath at the scene of the Idaho murders is what helped lead to the suspect being arrested. According to the arrest affidavit released today, the document revealed authorities were on the hunt for Brian Koberger less than 2 weeks after the four University of Idaho students were killed. Doctors say the first thing Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin asked while in the ICU was, "Who won the game?" Doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said they told him, quote, "You did. You won the game of life." Doctors providing an update to the media today, saying that Hamlin has been communicating via writing. So that is certainly positive news there. Northern California being hit hard by a powerful bomb cyclone storm. Nearly 160,000 people without power in the state as the storm creates a so-called atmospheric river event. Interesting.
That's very interesting. That's weird.
It's also it's weird, like all the names that we come up with. We just had What was it?
The bomb cyclone.
Was that what we had up north?
Just last week. Yeah, and then we have the what's the Arctic one?
There's thunder, snow, the polar vortex.
Yeah, the polar vortex. That's the other one. The polar vortex of terror, and the bomb cyclone. These are all like super scary names now that we have for everything. So. They can't. Have you seen any other details of this affidavit, the arrest affidavit, the Idaho suspect?
Just a little, just here and there. The things that stood out to me was the number of times in the lead up to the night of the murders that Koberger's cell phone was pinging close to the location of where the murders took place. The account of one of the roommates who was in the house and was woken up and believe they heard something and saw the suspect walk right by them. That was interesting too. I know that we were talking about this a little bit last hour that, there was a lot of reporting done about whether or not the FBI had instructed the Indiana police to pull over him and his father while they were driving through the state of Indiana. FBI saying that, well, we don't know where that came from, but we didn't instruct them. But it's still interesting that they were pulled over twice. And the video obviously coming out on that, it's kind of eerie in a sense because, he would have been under monitoring and observation at that time.
Yeah, that is. I did see one new report coming out that he, I guess he went back to the house, now they're saying. When they looked at his ping, his cell phone, he went back to the house at some point after the murders occurred, is what they're tracking his phone. It's like, oh, boy.
And, we may never know the answer to this.
Yeah.
But, everybody wants to know the why, and, who knows. But I can't help but just wonder if, given what he was studying and what his background was, is it plausible? The thing that makes the most sense in my mind is that he just targeted these individuals. I don't know what their background was relationship-wise, but he just targeted these individuals and allegedly and tried to,
try to see if he could get away with it
based on what he had learned and what he had been studying.
Criminology studies. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I that will be an interesting storyline that I think, as the courts go on and we get into all of the everything that goes into that, the theories and all that, that's going to be really interesting to see how that, shakes out.
Yeah, it's a sad one. That's for sure. Either way, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are checking in clear with no major accidents to report. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, finally starting to clear up and not get too bad, but we're definitely still seeing some slow-moving traffic there. I-10 and I-110, again, looking good. If you do see something, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The update on the voting right now, Kevin McCarthy at 185 in the 11th ballot, 185, Byron Donalds 11, Kevin Hearn picking up more votes. He's at 7 now, President Trump picking up a vote at 1, and Hakeem Jeffries at 208. The voting is still going on, of course, but based on this number already, Kevin McCarthy will not have enough votes to secure the House speakership. So we'll at least be going to a 12th ballot. And in case you missed it, I brought up the most ballots ever done was back in 1855, Nathaniel Prentice Banks, 133 ballots before he was finally elected as Speaker of the House. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next, a very interesting thing coming out of Louisiana as it pertains to pornography. That's next. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, Louisiana, the first and probably not the last state that will now require an ID if you're going to visit a pornography website. And I don't have a lot of details about this. Apparently, there was it passed the state house in June, 96-1 vote. The only person voting, I guess, it was a Democrat named Mandy Landry, who thought it might be unconstitutional. But basically, if you're visiting a pornography website, you're going to have an ID, a government-issued ID, like a driver's license. And then, only then, if they can see that you're under 18, then you'll be allowed in. They say it's all private. They're not tracking anybody's information or anything like that. But they're, but apparently, I guess, U.S. Senator Mike Lee of Utah introduced a similar bill last month for the nation. It's called the Screen Act, which Screen stands for Shielding Children's Retinas from Egregious Exposure on the Net. Other bills have been introduced similar to this in the past, though, and they were nixed by the Supreme Court for violating the First Amendment. So not sure if this is going to be going into, if it would be able to pass, but at least in Louisiana, it's supposed to go into a place this week, this verification process. I think it's a fantastic idea, personally. I remember, you know, growing up as a kid, we didn't have internet and stuff, and so if somebody wanted pornography, they had to go to a store and they had to show ID to purchase something. So what's the difference? To me, it ought to stand. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're talking to, of course, the big story still 3 days in a row now is about the House Speaker race. Got a text here. They should have to do a round of shots with each round of balloting for a Speaker of the House. that'll make it interesting, right? Shake it up a little bit. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories are 11 ballots later, no Speaker. We just finished the last round of balloting here. Wait, is it done yet? Yeah, it's done. So Kevin McCarthy had 200 votes. Byron Donalds from Florida, 12. Kevin Hearn from Oklahoma, 7. Donald Trump, 1. Hakeem Jeffries from California, 212. Not from New York, 212. So, and then 1 vote for present. So we continue on to the 12th ballot. And, you know, when you look at this, when you look at the ballots, I found it to be very fascinating coming up with the information before that we have had 5 Congresses where a House Speaker has been elected in, it took more than 12 ballots to elect them, or it took 12 or more. So this isn't the first time, probably will not be the last time. But we've had 5 other House speakers who took 12 or more ballots to get elected. So even if he doesn't get elected on the 12th ballot, we still had 4 House speakers that took more than 12 ballots to get elected. The next closest, by the way, would be 22. So if we get a House speaker between the 12th ballot and the 21st ballot, there's still 4 House speakers who took longer to get elected than whichever one this one will be. And so I find it to be very interesting to look at those numbers. All right. Top 3 stories here for you. So 11 ballots later, still no speaker. Damar Hamlin is awake and he's able to communicate through writing, and he wrote down who won. And the doctors responded, you did. You won the game of life. U.S. weekly jobless claims are at a 3-month low. We'll cover jobless numbers tomorrow on tomorrow's show at the 5:10 here on Pensacola right now. Those are your top 3 stories. And not quite sure what the text is asking there. So Let's go ahead and get our sports hit, and then we'll get to traffic on the fives.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA is underway right now. Memphis Grizzlies are beating the Orlando Magic 33-26. On TNT, you got the Boston Celtics against the Dallas Mavericks. Right now, that game's just a two-point difference between the two. When that game's over, the Clippers will play the Denver Nuggets. Then NCAA men's basketball. Number one, Purdue might get upset. 3 minutes left in the first half. This game's on FS1. Number one, Purdue is getting beat by Ohio State. Number 24, Ohio State by 9 points. Then number two, Houston, they're not having a challenge against Southern Methodist. They're winning 44-19. That game's on ESPN2. Coming up later, some other ranked games. Number 15, Indiana is going to be playing Iowa on FS1. Then number 10, UCLA is playing USC on ESPN. And number 9, Gonzaga is playing San Francisco at 10 o'clock on ESPN2. And number 5, Arizona is playing Washington on FS1. NHL hockey underway. Excuse me. Nashville Predators are tied with Carolina at 1-1. Columbus Blue Jackets are beating Washington 1-0. And that game's on ESPN, by the way. A scoreless game between the Rangers and Montreal. St. Louis is beating New Jersey Red Devils 1-0. Arizona over Philly Flyers 1-0. Scoreless between Seattle Kraken and Toronto. And give you your sports news here real quick. Excuse me. The head coach for the Texas basketball team, Chris Beard, was arrested last week for a felony domestic violence charge. He has now been let go by the team. Jim Harbaugh reiterates he plans to stay at University of Michigan despite rumors that he's going to leave and despite the word that he talked to the Carolina Panthers owner. Top quarterback transfer from Wake Forest, Hartman, is headed to Notre Dame. The TV debut of Dana White's Power Slap League has been delayed, and according to the NFL, the Bills-Bengals game will not continue. They won't continue it at all. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola, Pace, and Milton. Blue Angel, Gulf Beach, and Lillian Highway also looking good. And Davis Highway, north and southbound lanes, not showing anything to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Got a text here. Somebody texted in and says maybe they should have to do a shot. Members of Congress should do shots in between each ballot cast. And I was like, yeah, that'd make it pretty interesting. But then got a text says, or how about COVID shots instead of whiskey shots? Okay. That'll make it very interesting. Then he got another text here. Wouldn't it be almost wrong at this point if some new person just came in and got 218 votes having not run before? Or would that be a better answer? Getting a person who hasn't been part of all the shenanigans. Thoughts. Here's the thing. Usually for something like this, for somebody to be Speaker of the House, look, there's a lot of work that the Speaker of the House does. It's a lot of work. That's why they get paid a lot more. The average salary for a member of Congress is $174,000. That's the base salary, $174,000. Speaker of the House, $223,000. So $50,000 more almost. And the reason is because of all the extra work that they do. And for somebody to be Speaker of the House, you have to build a network. You have to have trust of not just the members of the House, but also of the White House and of the Senate. You've got to have those networks in place to be able to easily go talk to them. And then, and beyond that, one of the jobs of the House Speaker is to help raise funds. And so they've got to be able to have those connections. So this is not easy for somebody else to just step in and, okay, I'll do this. That's why usually, like when Paul Ryan was looking to take over John Boehner in the Republican leadership role, and he spent a year trying to develop things and trying to fill things out whether or not he wants to do it. So if somebody just to step in now, when they haven't been working on this for a year, I find it to be very, very difficult. Text here, Nancy became a millionaire as Speaker. No, Nancy's married to a nearly billionaire. But here's all of them. I mean, we just saw Liz Cheney. I don't know if you saw those numbers. Liz Cheney left office, right? She lost her position. She's a millionaire now. She was not a millionaire beforehand. It happens all the time. It's because we've talked about this all the time. Even Democrats have talked about this, where insider trading is legal for members of Congress, and they take advantage of that stuff all the time. And that's how they're constantly getting you know, wealthy by being in Congress. Kind of crazy. So yeah, we finished the 11th round. He still has not won. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
You know, we were talking earlier about the Idaho shooting suspect, the killer. And often whenever you see some sort of crime, you often wonder what the why. What was the why behind this? Well, here's a why on this crime. A 42-year-old woman from Michigan has been arrested, and she has been hit with five charges, including stalking, obstruction of justice, using a computer to commit a crime, which is a felony, and cyberbullying. Why? She was cyberbullying her own daughter. 42-year-old mother was cyberbullying her own daughter and the boy she was dating. I guess she didn't like the boy that her daughter was dating, so she was cyberbullying them. She used a VPN to cover her tracks digitally, changed her vocabulary to make it seem like she was just a classmate. She even tried to frame another student for the harassment at one point, and she did this for over a year. It ended up including 349 pages of text and social media messages. The daughter at one point went to her mom for help. Like, "Ma, I'm getting bullied by this person." The mom feigned to help out, but when it didn't work, the victim finally went and told the authorities. Then authorities did an investigation. It took another year for them to investigate, and that's finally when they realized the messages were coming from the mom's cell phone. Oh my goodness gracious. I mean, this is hardcore. A mom, I mean, just, okay, I get it. You don't like who your daughter's dating, but cyberbullying your daughter is the way you feel like you should handle that? That's psychotic. It's, like, oh, I don't like what you're doing. I'm going to bully you. I'm going to pretend to be some other kid over here, and I'm going to bully you with threatening messages and stuff.
It's psychotic, and it's also like the trauma that cyberbullying on a teen girl can do in general, let alone it being your mother. Like, she's gonna be I don't know, not okay.
She's gonna need therapy, lots of therapy, and get out of that house. Holy smokeronies. I don't get it. I don't get some parents. I don't understand it. I mean, I know we're all just human, we're all just trying to make it through this life, but I guess I just don't understand that amount of, like, you don't understand how much damage that could do to your kid. Like, how much it's going to tear down her self-esteem, how that could just ruin a lot of things in her life. And now all of a sudden, you know, how can she ever trust her mom again? Right? Like, with anything.
It's like you're trying to make it through this life, but at the same time, it's like you would think that your mom would have your side. And you would, I don't hope. Know. It's just really you gross.
I mean, what if now later down the road, maybe she's married. The daughter I'm talking about. She's married and she's having a rough relationship. And she needs to go to her mom for advice. She can never go to her mom for advice on that now. So she can't trust her mom. And it's like, this is just, boy, that's bad. So she's looking up to 20 years in prison. In my opinion, she deserves them. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio. Yeah, good point. We're saying how the daughter's going to need a lot of help, a lot of therapy. The mom needs a lot of help. Yeah, good point. Text in 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, got some interesting trends to talk about, plus a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom.
What does the fox say? What the fox say?
Yes. What did the fox say? Remember this one? 10 years ago. What did the fox say? It was a goofy, goofy song. My kids loved it. Whenever I wanted to get my kids to like laugh and dance and stuff, just put on "What Did the Fox Say?" Make no sense. I don't know why it went popular, because it's catchy. It's still catchy. I heard it right there. It's still catchy. Dadgummit. Still a catchy song, isn't it? That's an earworm. It's going to just dig right inside the head. Can't get it out of the head all night tonight. You're going to be like, what did the fox say?
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that one.
Yeah. Earworm. It's going. It's going in there for now. Well, 10 years ago, that was one of the popular trends. And now people aren't really into that song as much anymore. Only 9% said they're still really into it. There's some other trends that were going on as well. Honey Boo Boo back in 2013. Only 9% still like her. Oh, sorry, 22% still like the song, What Does the Fox Say? The Cronut debuted in a bakery 10 years ago. 39% still like Cronuts. Goats Screaming Like Humans videos. 41% still like those videos. Vine, the social media app, debuted back in 2013. Of course, it shut down 4 years later. 50% wish it was still back. But basically, Instagram Reels and Facebook Reels and stuff are similar to what that is. Facebook Stories, excuse me. That's basically what Vine was. It was a precursor to all that. Froyo was when really started taking off 10 years ago. 70% still like that. Well, yeah, who doesn't like Froyo? Who's that 30%? Because Froyo is awesome. And then I saw this one. Kale became a viral superfood 10 years ago. And 34% of us still like kale. 35% hate it. Everyone else is indifferent. I just saw this meme. It says, whenever you're cooking kale, you should add coconut oil. It makes it a lot easier for you to scrape it into the trash. That's funny. I don't mind kale, but that's funny. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 moving nicely, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. And Highway 98 and Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. No accidents to report. See someone else? Give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Bobby, the affidavit of probable cause against Brian Koberger shows cell phone records showing Koberger was near the student's house at least a dozen times since June. All those times came during the late evening or early morning hours. The document also revealing authorities were on the hunt for him less than 2 weeks after the students were killed. He's held on no bond. Next appearance is January 12th. DeMar Hamlin's jersey is a top seller. Online retailer Fanatics says Hamlin's number 3 jersey is the best seller among all sports on its site right now. And also, doctors gave a very positive update today, saying he's awake and communicating via writing. Ukraine will receive Bradley fighting vehicles from the U.S. as Russia's invasion continues. The armored combat vehicles carry a turret-mounted machine gun. And a Texas convenience store worker is under arrest for allegedly stealing more than $31,000 worth of lottery tickets. Mayra Rios facing fraud charges. She was caught on security camera activating rolls of tickets at the store she worked at and pocketed. The Texas Lottery says she won more than $21,000 with the winnings and cashed them at other locations. I hope that was worth it and she had a lot of fun.
Yeah, geez, Louise. Yeah, that's.
I think that's what they call a
retirement.
Yeah, that's what they call a negative return on investment on that one, I think.
Yeah, exactly. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. President Biden announced that he will visit the southern border as illegal crossings are surging. And he did announce some new in border enforcement actions, which I think is an oxymoron. Border enforcement actions, including legal pathways. That's not border enforcement. But so he's expanding legal pathways, including the parole process for Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, Haitians, Cubans, and he's going to triple the refugee resettlement from the Western Hemisphere. It also includes $23 million in humanitarian aid to Mexico and Central America, saying that if we help improve the conditions there, they won't want to leave for the United States. You got to clean up the corruption first there, buddy. That money will never get to the people. We were just talking about trends in 2013. Here's a couple of trends for today. Apparently, fewer and fewer people think that you need a diamond engagement ring. The rule used to be, engagement rings used to be a 3 month salary, but more and more people are doing like 3 days salary. 2/3 of Americans don't think a diamond engagement ring is necessary anymore. It is more the younger people who are thinking that. The top alternatives are an all-metal or all-gold ring, an emerald instead of a diamond, a sapphire instead of a diamond, and 1 in 7 people said, let's just do a tattoo ring. That's a new trend. And here's another trend. Apparently, 42% of adults said they still sleep with stuffed animals. This was a poll of 20,000 people. Wow. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Local talk.